Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of True North, your weekly one-hour look at the strange and experimental sounds of the Canadian rock, pop, and experimental music scene. My name's Johnny, I'll be your host, just like every week. And this program is, of course, broadcast live from CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria. Get us online at cfuv.uvic.ca. You can also hear this program across the country on our fantastic syndicate stations, which includes CHUO in Ottawa, Local 107.3 in St. John, New Brunswick, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, The Scope at Ryerson, CILU in Thunder Bay, CJMP Powell River, CFUZ Penticton, CKDU in Halifax, and UMFM at the University of Manitoba. As promised last week, we've got a live performance coming right up featuring Privacy. It's the duo of Morgan Cook, a.k.a. Sister Blanche, and Crystal Dorval, a.k.a. White Poppy. They've got about 5 or 6 songs, about 15 or so minutes worth of music coming your way right now on The Sounds of True North, so stick around.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, live set right there by Victoria's Privacy, the duo of Morgan Cook, a.k.a. Sister Blanche, and Crystal Dorval, a.k.a. White Poppy, played six songs for you live right here in the CFUV studios during True North. Let's listen to a little bit of music and hang out for a little longer till the end of the show. Here's some drone, courtesy of Konakon and the Ars Magna album. This one's called Binaural. All right, everybody, welcome back to True North. Just wrapping up in the background there is a track from Conacon's new record, Ars Magna. That was Binaural. That's put out by the Vacancy Records Collective in Thorold, Ontario, around Welland and Niagara regions. Joining me in the studio now, we've got Privacy. Hello, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I know who you are, but maybe the listeners want you to introduce yourselves so they have a better sense of what they just heard and from who.
I'm Morgan, and I play bass.
I'm Crystal, and I play drums, and we both sing.
Right.
And Morgan's a friend of the show, been here before, his sister Blanche. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
And how's the Gary Cassettes label going?
It's going really well. It's really fun, and I'm on release number 8 will be coming out soon. Crystal and Brody from Usense. And yeah, the tapes are selling out. I can barely hold on to them. So I'm hoping to hit 12 releases by the end of this year, I think.
Cool. Yeah, I think when you came in last time, it was the very start. You were just putting out tape one. So I think we've had success in playing every tape on the show over that time.
Very cool.
And so how did this band of yours start? It's pretty new, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A year, I think it's been, since we, like, first even jammed together at all.
Yeah.
And we've only been playing shows since, I don't know, maybe a few months, maybe since the beginning of the summer or something.
Yeah.
And it started out, we were calling the band Therapy. It was Crystal's idea to have it be like a therapeutic practice, which was really fun.
But then that band name was taken.
Yes. Not just by like Therapy ? But by a cool band in Vancouver.
Yeah. We were going to disregard the Therapy ? And be like, nah, whatever, they're bigger, we can have it too. But then there was one in Vancouver. We're like, oh, shit.
And you kind of like that band probably? Or
yeah, there's a good chance that we could share a bill one day or something. That would have been a bit weird of us. And but yeah, Privacy is really important to both of us, so it came together as a nice choice and really, like, I don't know, fits with our lifestyle, I guess.
I think we had been talking, like, we had wanted to play music together for quite a while, and we was like, we should start a band. And then eventually we were living together, and we just started jamming.
Have you done any recording with Privacy yet, or was that one of the first
times? We tried to, but we're perfectionists, so it was hard. So we're going to get our friend, hopefully, to record us soon.
Yeah, probably next month.
Next month.
Looking good. Yeah, I think it'll be good to have
someone
outside of the band. Because otherwise we just keep doing a million takes, you know?
Yeah.
Probably find somewhere in the middle between the million takes and the one and done take of the radio session.
Yeah.
And we both spend a lot of time recording our own projects. Like a lot of time in our rooms recording most of our time. So I think it'll just kind of be like a fresher perspective or enable us to just like be a band as opposed to like the producer and engineer and all that, like we're always doing with our solo projects.
And both of you just put out new releases from your solo projects. Crystal, maybe did you want to talk a little bit about the new Natural Phenomena record?
My solo project is called White Poppy, and I just put out an album, my second album, called Natural Phenomena. And every time I say that word, I always picture that LL Cool J song, but is that phenomenon? Something like a phenomenon. No, I'm like, anyway. The album. Yeah. What we were just talking about, I like spent a ridiculous amount of time working on it and working on like tons of songs, and then there's 10 that ended up on the album. And I don't know what else to say.
We've like lived with that album in the house at home because Chris was like mixing it and putting the finishing touches on and recording some of it and stuff. And it's been like the best soundtrack to for a household. It's like so pleasant and positive for everybody, I think, to hear those songs all the time. Really like good house vibes.
Thanks.
Makes it sound like you play house music.
Super sick house vibes.
Yeah. Well, people might be confused with the LL Cool J reference and then with that Iggy Azalea cover earlier. Yeah. So
just all over
we're
the
trying
map.
To confuse people. Pretty sure the music is kind of partially ambient, partially gets referred to as dream pop and shoegaze. I think those are kind of like the closest genre.
Dream pop, for sure.
I sort of see it as like some other thing, but that those make sense to me and they're flattering.
I feel like we started Privacy to be therapy for us, but White Poppy is like therapy for the listener as well,
for sure.
I feel like it's very therapeutic music that you make.
Thank you, Morgan.
It feels good.
We're just stroking each other's egos here on the radio.
That's what we do at home. That's what we do in the radio.
So is that what it's like to live in a musician house?
Well, we live in kind of like a pretty... It's called the Powerhouse right now. And it's... Well, it's always been called the Powerhouse. It's
Caitlin's house. From Slam Dunk's house.
And it's just like always, I feel like I used to hang out there and like have sleepovers there when I didn't live there. And it's always just been kind of like a really awesome communal space. And it's like an empowering zone. So I think there is kind of like a lot of
support.
A lot of support and like positive talks. A lot of vulnerable people there who needs a little bit of picking up sometimes.
And it's definitely music centered as a household.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's totally, we're always lending each other gear and, I don't know, just all the things. Really supportive of each other. Babysitter records on the turntable.
Yeah. Andy just moved into the house with Lindy, so just people know him. Yeah,
y'all friends. Know Andy and Lindy, right? They're great. Yeah, it is a super supportive environment, though. Like, both Krishna and I, it's essential for us that we can live somewhere where we can make music, and Caitlin has really provided that. It's really, it's appreciated.
Yeah.
So how, for you, Morgan, has it been different than recording the new Sister Blanche tape? I think when we chatted last, you just were working on the first one, and you maybe just moved into the house. Does it feel like that's had an effect?
The new stuff I did was all... Well, I record the drums elsewhere just so that I can smash around and be really loud for a few days. But then all the other layers are all done in my little cabin in the backyard. And it's great. I can make noise till all hours of the night and nobody ever complains. I thought that nobody noticed, but it turns out Caitlin and Crystal can hear everything. They're just really supportive and don't call me out on like screaming in my shed late at night or whatever. So, yeah, it's really conducive to what I'm doing. And I got the little setup out there so I can be dubbing tapes all the time. And, yeah, it's pretty good. I got no complaints.
Are there any upcoming gigs for Privacy or for yourselves, your solo projects?
Well, I guess we didn't decide on that one yet.
There's
a pending show.
There's a pending show, yeah. Possibility coming up.
I'm playing in Victoria November 5th. That's quite a ways away.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to get to maybe play with you. That'll be fun.
Morgan's joining White Poppy. We're going to be in two bands together now.
It's not unusual in Victoria. I'm not sure. No, you both
even
been around
Vancouver
here for
too.
A while.
Well, kind of everywhere. I feel like friend circles just sort of like start playing in everyone's projects. They're just like, nah, just play bass in this band too, whatever.
Yeah. When is that show? November?
That one's not the one that... That one's some
other thing. Yeah. November...
20-something.
Here. I'm playing at the Moran Cave at some point in November. I can't remember the date either.
All right.
We're not... really not nailing this self.
Someday we will be playing shows.
Yeah. It'll happen.
Well, it just makes this performance all the more special because it's like, well, you can't hear privacy anywhere and you can't see them.
Right. Yeah.
So you just have to listen to this over and over.
Do they have a band camp? Are they even a band?
The answer is no. Or yes.
We'll let the listeners decide.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to some music from your new releases. Maybe we'll start with Crystal with the new White Poppy album. I picked the song Telepathic Love.
Nice.
Cool. I'll just teach Jane Morgan that one today.
That's true.
Maybe there's the telepathy connection. That might have been why I picked it.
Yeah.
And then after that, Sister Blanche, Tidal Wave of Discontent.
I totally ripped that title off from Nervous Operator. By accident.
Telepathically, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a public telepathic love statement to Spencer that I'm sorry. Yeah, he's cool with it.
Was it they already had that title, or you ripped it right away from them?
I'm going to use that.
No. Yeah, it was a total subconscious stupid fluke where I reviewed his stuff for Weird Canada and then just lodged the title in my subconscious and then whipped it out when I thought it was a good idea and then realized afterwards because Cadian pointed it out. But I apologize to Spencer. We're fine. He thought it was hilarious.
Well, there you go. Some very unique background information on both those tracks. So stay tuned. White Poppy and Sister Blanche tunes coming up now on True North. Stick around.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, back here on True North. That was U.S. Girls' new record, Half Free. Window Shades was the tune. And before that, we heard from Sister Blanche, new tape, When a Drug Becomes a Cult, Tidal Wave of Discontent, the stolen track title. And White Poppy's Natural Phenomena, Telepathic Love, recently learned by Morgan.
Natural phenomena.
Well, I didn't know we were going to do a second live set today.
Acapella.
Oh, yeah.
So now we're going to play some Friends bands. And yeah. Morgan had picked a track from Lieutenant Frank Dickens. Did you want to tell everybody about this artist?
Yeah, Dan's a really good friend. He plays guitar in the band Peace, and he co-owns Horses Records in Vancouver. And last Friday, we had our first show at the Powerhouse, and Dan came over and played, and Crystal played too. She played sitar with her lute pedal, and it was the coolest, trippiest thing imaginable. It was a very, very chill evening with friends, and like
super trippy,
lovely music. The cat was there the whole time. We had snacks. It was great. So yeah, then Dan went and did a little dip down. Played in the US, I think, and stuff. And I'm a big fan of his music. Makes me pretty emotional, so I'll try not to cry here in the studio.
We'll turn the mics off so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Crystal, you're laughing when Morgan said you played the sitar. How come?
I don't know why. I just find it really comical that I played the sitar.
It was like,
it's
it was
just
different.
So huge, and like, I'm kind of short, and so it's funny because it's gigantic. And I don't know why it's so funny to me. I think, I don't know, it's just weird. I guess, like, the opposite would be to feel, like, really smug about it. Like, yeah, I play the sitar now, so. But to me, it's just kind of ridiculous, so it's funny.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like I really set up the zone with, like, mm-hmm. some plants and some lighting, and everyone was sitting on the floor. And so it was, like, pretty hippie vibes.
Definitely hippie vibes.
But yeah, it was fun. And then yeah, Dan performed just like an acoustic guitar, no mic or anything. Very intimate, like mm-hmm. yeah.
Very vulnerable man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very sensitive, very beautiful.
Cool. Well, we'll hear that, and then we were gonna play a track from People's Pool, one of the newest Gary Cassette releases.
Yeah. It's our buddy Jeff. Actually, yeah, it's our buddy Jeff. I was gonna say and Brian too, but that's past incarnation. Right. And, yeah, we played, Crystal and I played at Good Party recently with Jeff. Also. Side note.
Yeah, side note.
He's our buddy. It's exciting. I don't know. Very cool. Cool music.
Well, I think that's probably going to bring us pretty much to the end of the show, so we'll let you say, I'll let you two get off the microphone, leave you alone.
But we just love it so much.
Yeah, love being here, don't feel the least bit nervous or awkward, just real pros, you know, real pros in the studio. No, it's very cool. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming down. So stay tuned, Lieutenant Frank Dickens, the song We Don't Have to Lie, coming up next year.
I'm not afraid to die.
I seem to make you unhappy, even when I tried to be good. And all those things I said, if I could take them back, I would. 'Cause when I hurt you, you hurt me too. Yeah, when I hurt you, you hurt me too. I didn't mean to do what I do to you. So when you said I made you do, I felt it too. There's no place I can run to.
Music by Friends. That was People's Pool from their self-titled track Me Too, and before that, Lieutenant Frank Dickens, We Don't Have to Lie from Sunburned. Thanks again, Morgan, Crystal, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And like we were laughing about, people want to hear more Privacy, they'll just have to listen to this show again until...
That's right.
Put out some releases or play a gig that they can find.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's it for this week's edition of True North. Stay tuned, more great campus and community radio coming your way. Going to leave you with SB. This is the solo project of Logan from Johns, his new tape, Relax by Kraft. This one's called Cat Skinner.
Sit with my friends on the grass. The fun.
Yeah.